Testing for relics of past strong buckling events in edge-on galaxies, simulation predictions and data from S$4G by Weekuomo et al. The short-lived buckling instability is responsible for the formation of at least some box, peanut-shaped bulges, which are observed in most massive, Z=0, barred galaxies. Nevertheless, it has also been suggested that bulges form via the slow trapping of stars onto vertically extended resonant orbits. The key difference between these two scenarios is that when the bar buckles, symmetry about the midplane is broken for a period of time. We use a suite of simulations, with and without gas, to show that when the buckling is sufficiently strong, a residual midplane asymmetry persists for several GYRs after the end of the buckling phase, and is visible in simulation images. On the other hand, images of bulges formed through resonant trapping and/or weak buckling remain symmetric about the midplane. We develop two related diagnostics to identify and quantify midplane asymmetry in simulation images of galaxies that are within 3 of edge-on orientation, allowing us to test whether the presence of a shaped bulge can be explained by a past buckling event. We apply our diagnostics to two nearly edge-on galaxies with bulges from the Spitzer survey of stellar structure in galaxies, finding no midplane asymmetry, implying these galaxies formed their bulges either by resonant trapping or by buckling more than approximately 5 giga-years ago. We conclude that the formation of bulges through strong buckling may be a rare event in the past approximately 5 giga-years. This was testing for relics of past strong buckling events in edge-on galaxies, simulation predictions and data from S$4G by Weekuomo et al.